In the book of Matthew 5, verse 9.
Lusaka, you ready? The Global Leadership Summit 2025 is coming on 27th of September. A one-day experience that will ignite your vision, sharpen your leadership, and connect you with change makers across the nation. Under the theme, Lead Where You Are. Date, 27th of September 2025 at Mulungushi Conference Center, Kenneth Kaunda Wing. Time, 0830 hours to 17 hours. Registration fee, 350 kwacha per person. It includes lunch, water, drink and a notebook. Speakers, John Maxwell, Bishop Joseph Imakando, Craig Greshel, Bishop Fortune Mwiza, Sarah Kamoto, John Akaf, Juliet Fant, Stefan Chang and others. Register by calling 0977-749-058. Register on Facebook at Global Leadership Summit Lusaka or in person at Deliverance Church Lusaka or Radio Christian Voice along Alikinkata Road. Pay using Airtel Money. Agent code 0770-527-885. See you there.
Government says it has been transparent in the Sinometro's accident. SADC region forecast to receive normal to above normal rainfall in 2025-2026 season. And shocks as Kenyan lawyer killed in drive by shooting in Nairobi. Good evening, with the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Collins Nzavu has dismissed reports suggesting that government has not been truthful about the extent of the pollution incident involving Sinometro's Leach Zambia Limited on the Copper Belt. Mr. Nzavu clarified that records indicate 51,800 cubic meters of acid waste were released into the Chambishi Estuary to the 1.5 million cubic meters being speculated. Mr. Nzovu emphasized that the tailings dam at the company's facilities are visible structures which no one can hide, urging stakeholders to report accurately on such a sensitive matter. The minister further stressed that there is no government cover-up, noting that the call for expressions of interest issued on July 10, 2025 was openly shared with diplomatic partners through established channels. Mr. Nzovu has since reaffirmed government's commitment to accountability and transparency in the ongoing cleanup exercise being undertaken by Sinometro's and Kitwe that will be informed by a detailed environmental impact assessment to be conducted by an independent consultant who will determine the full extent of the pollution. He said that should the current efforts prove unsatisfactory, the company will be directed to undertake additional cleanup works. Mr. Nzovu also highlighted that both the assessment and the subsequent cleanup will be subjected to an environmental audit to confirm compliance and effectiveness. Meanwhile, the minister reassured the public that the water supplied to households in Kitwe remains safe for consumption. He said Nkana Water Supply and Sanitation Company has intensified monitoring to compliance with drinking water standards. Independent tests conducted by Alfred H. Knight Laboratories have also confirmed that the water meets the specifications of the Zambian Bureau of Standards and the World Health Organization, said Ms. Tanzovu in a statement issued to RCV News and Lusaka today. President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed government's dedication to ongoing reforms in the energy sector with a focus on achieving universal access to electricity for all Zambians and the region at large. Speaking at the official opening of the second edition of the Energy Forum for Africa in Lusaka today, President Hichilema emphasized that these reforms are central to the forum's objectives and are expected to drive significant economic growth across the region. He underscored the vital role of electricity in powering Zambia's economic development and enhancing social services. Our country has suffered setbacks, particularly due to drought, among others, which severely affected our energy supply. This highlights the urgent need for effective and timely solutions, said Mr. Hijilema. The president noted that the gap between electricity supply and demand continues to widen, calling for intensified efforts to address the shortfall. He stressed the importance of coordinated efforts within the energy market to ensure that Zambia can align with and adopt best practices from other countries. President Hijilema also urged participants to deliver concrete outcomes by the end of the forum, outcomes that will enable the private sector farmers and entrepreneurs, among others, to access electricity, boost productivity, and strengthen food security, both in Zambia and across the region.
We need to harmonize. And there are things that you're doing in your market which we are not doing here. We would like to learn from you. And this is the opportunity to exchange notes so that we can also checklist those things and deal with them. So reforms are important. If we didn't inject these reforms in the electric sector with a drought of last year, we would have never achieved growth in the economy, because it wasn't just possible to continue operations in certain mines, in certain factories, and indeed agriculture.
Meanwhile, Minister of Energy Makuza Chikwete reiterated Zambia's commitment to leading the transition to cleaner energy in the region. He stated that the country is on the right path, prioritizing the timely execution of energy projects. The key is how quickly we can implement solutions to address the challenges facing our sector, said Mr. Chikwete. According to the Southern African Regional Climate Outlook Forum, the Southern African Development Community region is expected to experience normal to above normal rainfall during the 2025-2026 rainfall season. Speaking during the release of the 31st SACOF statement for the 2025-2026 season, Zambia's permanent representative to the World Meteorological Organization and director of the Zambia Meteorological Department, Edson Nkonde, said most of the region is likely to receive normal to above normal rainfall from October to December 2025, with the exception of the western fringes of Namibia, where below normal rainfall is anticipated. Mr. Nkonde added that the rest of the region, including the island nations of Comoros, Madagascar, Mauritius, and Seychelles, may experience normal to below normal rainfall during this period. Looking ahead to January to March 2026, Mr. Nkonde said most of the SADC region is expected to see normal to above normal rainfall, except for northern areas such as Angola, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Tanzania, which are likely to receive normal to below normal rainfall. He further highlighted that southwestern parts of the region could receive above normal rainfall, while Madagascar, Mauritius, and Seychelles are expected to experience normal to above normal rainfall, with Comoros likely seeing normal to below normal levels during the same period. Mr. Nkonde noted that the El Nino Southern Oscillation is projected to reach a weak La Nina phase during the forecast period. He said that on temperatures, the outlook indicates that the entire SADC region is likely to experience temperatures mostly above long-term averages, except in central parts of the region. The SACOF 31st statement was developed by climate experts from all national meteorological and hydrological services during the pre-COF session held last week in Lusaka. Nalolo Member of Parliament Imanga Wamnyuma has criticized the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, for focusing on maize exports instead of fulfilling its core mandate of managing strategic food reserves. Mr. Wamnyuma said the agency's preoccupation with export plans has contributed to operational challenges such as inadequate grain bags at depots and delays in paying farmers. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice Chat Park program in Lusaka today, the lawmaker argued that if FRA remained committed to its